Notice! Notice! This midweek mini was recorded several months ago and may not be up to date with current events. For fresh minisode uploads with every episode, head to patreon.com/chilluminatipod.
Chilluminous minisode to whatever it is. I don't know anymore. I've stopped counting minisodes, and soon I think I'm going to stop counting main episode numbers too.
You think? Why does it remind you of the passing of time?
Yeah, you know, I deal with it.
Entropy is over.
Our birthdays are coming up, Jesse. Our passage of time memories is already coming. You know, it's, I already think about the passage.
You guys have the same birthday,
same month.
My birthday is a reminder of my ageless grace.
It's true. You are immortal.
Yeah.
My birthday's a reminder of French independence. Weirdly.
Strange. Sure. Weird correlation. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, it just has to do with the date, really, more than anything.
Yeah,
I figured. I got one for you that I want to read that's so good. I've been pulling some crazy stories off Reddit lately, and I've been having a grand time and trying to top myself each time with something weirder and weirder, and it has to be from within the last few days. And I found a good one. It's pretty good. This is from Art Nymphet. Sorry. This is on Our Paranormal. It's called, actually, I'm not even going to read it because it basically tells the whole story in like one sentence, and I don't want that to happen. And I'll send it to you in a minute. I'm posting this because I'd really like to hear different opinions about this. A couple nights ago, my boyfriend was arriving home late at night. His house is right next to a hillside. Mexico. It's just in parentheses. As he was getting close, he saw something in front of the hill that scared him. He described it as a small white creature, around 30 to 40 centimeters tall, running on two legs that bent in a way similar to a goat's, no visible tail, and it moved quickly before disappearing into the hillside. He's familiar with the area and says he has never seen something like that. We tried to rationalize it. Dog, something sick, other animals, etc. But nothing really matched what he described. The strange part is what happened the next day. Out of curiosity, he went back to the exact same spot during daylight to look around, and he found a stone statue, photo attached. This statue was not there before, at least not a few months ago. He knows the area well and is sure he would have noticed it. Now, we don't know what to think. It could be a coincidence, somebody placed it there recently, or maybe it's something cultural or symbolic we're not aware of. Has anyone seen anything like this before? And does this statue look familiar to anyone? And so, of course, I'm going to send you this image.
Hell yes.
So you guys got to see this, first of all.
I need to see it.
Yeah. How do I get back?
I'll wait. I'll wait and save my questions. I have so many questions.
Yeah, here's the object.
Okay.
So that's first things first.
Okay. That's some Cthulhu video game ass statue.
Yeah. Somebody suggests that he consult with elders in a specific area. Said somebody might know something about it. Somebody else wrote like a huge thing that ties it to this Inca artifact here. Let me pull up this page. It is currently making sure I'm a human, probably because I pirate so much old video games.
You would never.
He says it looks similar to stuff on this page. I don't know that I even agree, but they're trying to say that it's Inca in origin. I don't know.
It doesn't look very Incan.
That's what I'm saying. There's also some Mayan statues that maybe he thinks it looks like on this page here that you can see. Oh, that didn't work. There we go. I think he at least believes it's Mesoamerican or something.
Yeah,
like
I can
that.
See that.
This guy also then goes into that he like took his research and put it into ChatGPT. So I wouldn't give him too much benefit of a doubt.
Never mind.
But I did want to share this comment with you guys because I thought this one was really good based on what we were just talking about in the Crendor episode. Just because I thought it just reminded me of the Melonheads. It just reminded me of the Melonheads.
The little guys. They're just little creepy guys.
Yeah. Apparently, they're from the Ministry of Latent Places on TikTok. Apparently, it's AI generated, but
they're little cuties, though. They're just hanging out.
Unfortunately, yeah, like everything that appears now is just AI generated and it's ruining everything.
It sucks to be like, there's some videos I just can't tell. Unless it's specifically pointed out to me.
They are even infiltrating stuff that interests me. Like, I found the other day, early PlayStation RPG music, but jazz. And I was like, no, amazing. I started listening to it, and I was like, this is so good. This album's fantastic. And then I scrolled down to the description. It was AI generated. And I was like, no.
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah, body.
That's a cool-ass statue, though.
Yeah, so weird. I don't know. I've never heard a story like that. I thought that was pretty cool, like the idea of it, that it's like a fucking demon inside of a rock statue. I was just so excited. So there you go. Another one from our paranormal files.
I've got a chunky one, so I don't. Maybe, Jesse, you want to start?
Sure. Mine is mostly for you, Mathis.
Okay.
Because we have now, updated for 2026... The National UFO Reporting Center and Canada Sports Betting has released the highest likelihood of being abducted by UFOs based on state.
All right. I love an updated list.
So apparently, the frequency, missing time reports, and population density are all factors. There are many more, but these are basically rankings on the states that if you want to go. Oh, and I think this is based off 187,000 sightings and possible abductions. And these are all odds of implied abductions based on this information. So, the number one place to get abducted, according to Canada Sports Betting and the UFO Reporting Center, is Delaware.
What? That is not where I would have ever thought.
What the fuck? Why?
I think because the population's so low. That
everybody's just getting abducted.
You have a higher chance of being abducted because it's such a low population.
One abduction in Delaware goes as far as 1,000 abductions in California. That's
pretty much it. Yeah. Number two, Washington State.
Okay. The frequent
sightings in the Pacific Northwest are a huge factor in this one. The next one, which is very surprising, but maybe because the number of people who see things is higher, New York.
Yeah, I can see that.
If there's like a competition between what's the craziest place in America, it's probably between New York and Los Angeles, right?
I absolutely would agree.
And I just feel like the fact that New York is like UFO capital, like I feel like a lot of people think they're seeing UFOs in New York, regardless of what they are or not. Yeah.
And there's a lot of people, especially in the city, who see it. And if multiple people register it, that counts as more than one.
Right.
Then back to the Pacific Northwest. Oh, that's Oregon interesting. Is number four. Then, in a shocker that I don't think shocks anyone, number five, your favorite state in mine, Florida.
Oh, all right.
It's just actual drones that they're seeing, though. That's a weird thing. No, I'm just kidding.
And then we jump back to the Northeast with New Hampshire. Then we jump back to the West with Idaho.
New Hampshire is so weird.
Then we jump back to the East with Vermont. We stay in the East with Maine. And then we go back to Montana, rounding us out at number 10.
Damn. Not the group that I would have expected, but I honestly don't remember how similar it was to last year's.
So basically what we're at right now is the Northeast, for sure. The Northwest, for sure. And Florida.
Yep.
That's it, baby.
Damn. All right. Well, mine's also alien related. It's a bit of a chunky one. We're good to move on to that for
real
quick.
Let's go, yeah.
So other than the bigger news of, like, I don't know if you've seen, but J.D. Vance on camera in an interview said he's interested in aliens and he thinks they're demons. Like, dude, great. Fucking what an idiot.
That's so embarrassing, man.
It's so embarrassing. Bill Maher now is also out on Twitter and on his show saying, if you don't believe aliens are here and observing us, maybe you're the conspiracy theorist. And he's like,
super that, like, defending discredits that shit. That like discredits aliens a little bit.
A little bit.
I think Bill Maher is a fucking...
Oh, he's a fucking idiot. But the thing that's like picking up, like, I don't want to say picking up steam because it's not becoming apparent. The disappearing scientists thing has been...
This is weirding me out a little bit.
Getting really weird.
What do you mean, disappearing scientists thing?
We're going to go over it. The number of scientists over the past year, a little over there now, has accumulated up to 8 with the most recent one from a month and a half ago. So let's just start at the start. It's not going to be huge or anything like that. We have 8 cases of missing scientists, starting with one found or dead. One being found dead July 4th of 2024, Frank Maiwald. He was a prominent researcher at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory since 99 and was working on multiple projects tied to advanced satellite technology that could scan Earth and other planets. He died on July 4th, 2024 in Los Angeles at 61, but the cause of death has never been made public and officials confirmed an autopsy was never performed. He managed the development of the SBGVSWIR instrument and had previously overseen the successful delivery of 2 instruments for the AMRC program, which was working on projects including a bunch of letters that I don't know what they mean. The JPL and NASA connection to Monica Reza, which is another case, is something that kind of lumped him into this. So that's one dead in July 4th, 2024, NASA scientist. Missing May 4th, 2025, a former employee at Los Alamos National Laboratory until he was working there until his retirement in 2017. Chavez vanished without a trace on May 4th, 2025, just 7 weeks before another key employee at the same lab disappeared. He was a 78-year-old man described as, quote, very fit and slender, healthy and clear-headed, last seen leaving his home on 37th Street in Los Alamos on foot. Chavez did not carry a cell phone, and records from his landline showed he last made calls from his house on the evening of May 5th. His banking activity also ceased around that time, and a friend described him as, quote, extremely mentally stable and a fair weather hiker, unlikely to have ventured out during the spring storms that hit the area. Fuck. Cadaver dogs and search teams that were sent out also found nothing. The third person, Monica Jacinto Reza, missing since June 22nd, 2025. Reza was a 60-year-old aerospace engineer and former technical fellow at Aerojet Rocketdyne, vanished while hiking near Mount Waterman in the Angeles National Forest. She was last seen around 9:10 a.m. waving to a companion on the Upper West Ridge Trail shortly before disappearing. She had recently moved to NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory. Her significance is that Reza co-invented Mondaloy, a family of nickel-based superalloys now built into the engines replacing Russian-made rockets for American national security launches. She held the patent. Prior to the 1990s, U.S. engine makers couldn't develop oxygen-rich combustion cycle engines because high-pressure gaseous oxygen would burn components. She solved this with the nickel-based superalloy that could withstand gaseous oxygen without excessive weight. This alloy is a strategically critical alloy. It's what's meant to end U.S. dependence on Russian RD-180 rocket engines. A little weird detail that people point out is on June 26, 2025, 4 days after Reza disappeared and 3 days before the official search was even suspended, someone created a memorial page for her on Find a Grave listing a definitive death date of June 22nd, 2025, and, quote, green burial as the remains status. A green burial requires a body to have been recovered, placed in a biodegradable container, and put into the earth. But nobody was ever found, and the page was created by a contributor identified as Lillian, whose profile is no longer publicly accessible. An extensive search involving dozens of agencies, helicopters, dogs, and drones found no trace of Reza.
This is like Cornerfest all over again.
Then, 2 days later, Melissa Casillas, June 26, 2025, was an administrative assistant at Los Alamos National Laboratory, a facility founded by the Manhattan Project. She has not been seen since January 26, 2025, when her family said she uncharacteristically decided to work from home, but was last spotted miles from her house, walking alone without her wallet, phone, or keys, like the other guy. She went missing just 4 days after Reza vanished. Former FBI Assistant Director Chris Swecker pointed to Cassia's role at LANL as a potential vulnerability. Quote, in a classified lab or just a high clearance lab, they would basically be in the know on what's going on. And it wouldn't be the first time their administrative assistant has been targeted. Yep, I don't know what the fuck to take with that. Then you have Nuno Loureiro, who was murdered December 15th, 2025. He was a Portuguese plasma physicist, the Hermann Feshbach Professor of Physics at MIT, and director of the MIT Plasma Science and Fusion Center from 2024 until his murder. He was shot at his residence in Brookline, Massachusetts on December 15th, 2025. His work was focused on nuclear fusion, potentially revolutionary and unlimited energy. The killer, Claudio Manuel Neves Valente, a Portuguese national, first committed a mass shooting at Brown University on December 13th, killing two students and wounding nine, then drove to Brookline and assassinated Loureiro 2 days later.
We covered this one. Yeah, we covered this one. I remember.
Yeah. He attended the same university program as Portugal in Portugal as Loureiro from 95 to 2000. The killer went to the same school as him.
The killer.
Graduating first in his class ahead of Loureiro. Valente spent a full 12 hours in Loureiro's neighborhood before the killing, conducting what police described as, quote, pre-operational surveillance, circling the street multiple times. He disguised himself as a delivery driver with a yellow reflective vest. He was later found dead from a self-inflicted gunshot wound in a storage unit in New Hampshire. In recorded confessions found on an electronic device, he admitted to planning the Brown shooting for a long time, but did not provide a motive for targeting Loureiro. That's just one. Then you got, we only three more to go. Then you got Jason Thomas, who was found dead March 17th, 2026. This was like literally a few weeks ago, but he has been missing since December 12th, 2025. Thomas had been the assistant director of chemical biology at Novartis, a global pharmaceutical company, before disappearing on December 12th, 2025.
The most evil sounding company.
Novartis. His work reportedly focused on using chemistry and biology to discover and create new medicines, including potential treatments for cancer. Novartis has active contracts with the U.S. Department of War. A body recovered from Lake Quinnipiowit in Wakefield, Massachusetts on March 17th is believed to belong to Thomas. The Wakefield Police Department said no foul play is currently suspected. His wife said he'd been struggling with both his parents dying before he disappeared. Then you have Carl Grillmer, who was murdered February 16th, 2026. Grillmer was a Canadian astronomer and astrophysicist, a research scientist at Caltech since 1997, who studied exoplanets, galactic structure, and dark matter. He worked on NASA telescope missions, including Hubble, Spitzer, and WISE, and discovered water on multiple exoplanets. He was found shot on the front porch of his home in Llano, California at 6:10 a.m. A 29-year-old local man named Freddie Snyder was charged with the murder. Snyder had been arrested in December after trespassing on Grillmer's property while carrying a rifle. Snyder lived 2 miles away and had a history of trespassing on his property. No clear motive has been established. And then the last one, which is the most recent one, the thing that kind of kicked all this off, William Neal McCasland, who has been missing since February 27th, 2026.
What number is this now?
Eight. Yeah, this is the eighth one.
Hell, dude.
He is an astronautical engineer, retired USAF Major General, and former commander of the Air Force Research Laboratory at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, where he oversaw a $2.2 billion science and technology program. He was last seen at his Albuquerque home at 11 a.m. on February 27th. His phone, prescription glasses, and wearable devices were located at his residence, just like the other two who walked away. His hiking boots, wallet, and a .38 caliber revolver with leather holster were missing. In the 2016 WikiLeaks Podesta email dump, Tom DeLonge wrote to John Podesta about McCasland, saying, quote, I've been working with him for 4 months. He just has to say that out loud, but he is very, very aware, as he was in charge of all the stuff. When Roswell crashed, they shipped it to the laboratory at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. General McCasland was in charge of that exact laboratory, end quote. Republican Congressman Eric Burleson said on the Weaponized podcast that, quote, General McCasland definitely is connected to the UAP topic. We believe that he has a lot to say about the topic. And then McCasland's disappearance came just 6 days after Trump announced plans to release the government UAP files. And that's it.
It's actually kind of fucked, right?
But it's all fucked.
Okay. People died mysteriously.
People die mysteriously all the time.
I guess I'm wondering what.
So there's ones that have died mysteriously and the ones that walked away. What's interesting is in some new details came out saying the following, that their Cassius personal and work phones were both found inside the home and they were factory reset. Like she had factory wiped them all and reset them before she left. So she kind of walked away. And then NASA JPL would neither confirm nor deny that Malwald had been employed there for decades, despite records of his achievements listed on their website. And a major research institution won't even acknowledge a dead employee existed. Like, they just won't even acknowledge that he was even there. And then Malwald's final research in June of 2023, just 13 months before his death, he was the lead researcher on a breakthrough that could help future space missions detect clear signs of life on other worlds, including Jupiter's moon Europa, Saturn's moon Enceladus, or the dwarf planet Ceres. And he was basically working on life detection tech before he disappeared as well. And the Grillmayer McCaslin has a connection, apparently. But again, the Grillmayer one just seems like a upset neighbor that showed up to shoot him because he was crazy.
So what is the, like, what they is the
worked,
implication?
All the ones that walked away and disappeared worked for NASA and were working in the same, like, group of research areas, like propulsion, technology, and they all, like, one of them factory set their phone and walked away. McCaslin, who walked away like 2.5 weeks ago, was not, like, mentally ill. He was going on weekly workout rides. Like, he was just like a normal. It's like none of these people, like, seem to be, like, I guess, going insane. I don't know what the right word to use is. And they're just vanishing. Now, other people are pulling in these other deaths and looping them in and creating this string of 8 scientists all within the NASA world who were working, or Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, and we're all working on the same stuff.
It's an unsettling notion.
I'm almost concerned it's a causation correlation situation. Where,
well, I'm sure for some of,
like,
these are.
Yeah, there are. There are people that die mysteriously all the time. Mm-hmm. And 8 people in all of NASA that have many, 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 many people in it isn't a lot of people.
Yeah, would that
but
be
also
enough
is
to
the implication that why are they being, like, there's a lot of, there's zero answers here. You're just saying, well, 8 the, people the died one, and like, isn't that, that weird?
The one that's, well, yeah. There's about 3 or 4 that are weird. The 8 in a year, all from the same place, is weird enough. But, like, I think the 4 that, the one where the CIA director is like, she discovered an alloy and, like, they people have been targeted for that shit before. The ones that are weird to me are the ones that, like, put their phones down, left their phones, and, like, just walked out of their homes. Like, completely no indication from their family, living normal lives, in connection, talking to their families. Like, their families just had no indication that these people were going to, like, walk off and leave, and they just did. Which, and nobody knows why, and they, yeah, all, like, crazy. that is weird that there's these multiple cases within under a year of these people leaving their phones and leaving their house without telling their family, all coming from the same place, NASA. That's weird. That to me is weird. That speaks to weirdness, like, of, like, I'm not saying it's all necessarily connected, but it is bizarre in the sense that 3 higher up people, including a general, were, like, just vanished into the fucking night. That's all. That's like the story that's kind of running in, like, the UFO circles at the moment with these people. And I gave the briefest of, like, descriptions as I could, but McCaslin is the one that's, like, the one that sticks out the most as, like, the weirdest one.
I find that fucking,
it's strange.
Scary. It is strange. And again, yeah, it's not really about, like, what does it mean specifically? It's just that we do know that.
But it is, though.
I mean, he's not saying it means anything specific.
I don't know.
He's not saying
you're
it means
implying it means something sinister.
What we're reporting on is just simply that
something sinister
that people are noticing this pattern. That's all.
Or people are creating a pattern.
It's very possible that they're creating the pattern, but I think that it's not unlikely to imagine that at least one of these people was taken out in an unsavory manner.
Yeah.
I would ask why, for what purpose,
and that's exactly why and what purpose is, like, that's what leaves people grasping, like, to, like, see what the pattern is. And like I said, there's only 3 that walked out: Anthony Chavez, Melissa Cassius, and William McCaslin. These are all people who were just, like, left their home, left their keys, left their phone, grabbed, like, basic belongings and a gun, in one case 38 revolver, and just left. All 3 from New Mexico, all 3 connected to nuclear research or the facilities that around them, and all 3 walked out. Like, those 3, all from the same area, working on the same things, left the same way within 6 months of each other. That is, like, the weird pattern that I'm like, I don't know if there's a reason for it, but it did happen, and it's all from, like, New Mexico or whatever, and they're all working in the same area, and they all left.
It's a compelling statistic. That's it.
Yeah. Does correlation equal causation? No, obviously not. But it is a very, very unique thing of 3 people all working in the same field, all living in the same area, all leaving and disappearing in the same way.
Right.
bizarre. And so other people started pulling in all the other people over the past year and being like, well, this person died and this person got shot. And then this person, now we have this list of 8 scientists, but really 3 of them are where I think the pattern is interesting. What does it mean? Who fucking knows? Nothing. We'll never know. We will never know, but it's there. And it's just a data point, right? Who fucking knows? That's it. I don't know what the fuck to say about it other than that. I just think it's interesting. And I don't know. I hate you leave off on this.
I agree. I agree. It's fucking, that's all it is right now. Right now, it's just 8 different guys that are dead. That it's weird.
Yeah. It's bizarre. So, yeah. I don't know. Anyway, that's it for us here at the Minnesota, everybody. If you have thoughts on that, let us know either on Patreon or the subreddit. We'll be back next week with a brand new minisode for everybody. Appreciate your support here at patreon.com/streamingminotipod. Appreciate your love. Goodbye.
Bye.